Executives of the three major television networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, feared their companies would be swallowed by the growing cable industry. The once preeminent networks were losing viewers and their profits were slipping. These days, however, the networks appear to be enjoying a rebirth. Over the past year, the network's stock has risen steadily on Wall Street, partly because of takeover rumors. Feeding the rumors is a seemingly small change in Federal Communications Commission regulations that has altered the way the networks operate. NPR's Jim Zaroli prepared this report.
Where'd this come from?
I found that dope out in the Badlands, and that is my dope.
The CBS program Walker, Texas Ranger, starring Chuck Norris, may seem like just another cop show, but in fact it's part of a seismic shift in the TV business. Until recently, the FCC barred the major TV networks from producing a majority of the programs they broadcast, so the biggest part of their schedules had to be filled with programs put out by outside studios. But last year, the FCC relaxed its ownership rules. The networks are now allowed to run as many of their own programs as they want, and starting next year they can also reap all the profits from syndication. For the networks, this could become a gold mine, and it comes at a time when they badly need it. David Weston is president of production for the ABC Television Network Group.
As the competition has gotten stronger from cable, and will get stronger yet from telephone companies and other suppliers, it's put a lot of pressure on how much money we can put into the process. By our owning some of our own programs or having financial interests, we can make it more likely that we can afford some of the very top entertainment programming.
The networks have rushed to take advantage of the new rules. This year, for the first time, more primetime TV programs are produced by the networks themselves than by any other source. Programs such as My So-Called Life, Dave's World, and Walker, Texas Ranger. Not surprisingly, this trend has made a lot of people nervous at the studios. They worry that with the networks able to run their own programs, there won't be enough room in prime time for anyone else's. And so they are looking for ways to ensure access to the airwaves. Paramount and Warner Brothers want to start their own networks. Others are considering buying networks that already exist. Jessica Reif is a media analyst at Oppenheimer & Company.
The networks are invading their home territory. And the studios are looking for ways to continue to control, to keep the pipeline open. And it may mean buying the distributor.
In recent weeks, both Time Warner and Disney have reportedly looked into buying NBC, and CBS is said to have been courted by the cable giant TCI, among others. All this could eventually lead to sweeping changes in the TV business, with a number of large, vertically integrated companies producing and broadcasting all their own programs. But analysts such as Tom Walzine of Sanford Bernstein predict that most of the merger talks will lead nowhere.
The problem when we hear about people thinking about buying a network is how much does it cost to program that network to get all those viewers to watch versus how much do they take in. And that's the reason it's been difficult for any of the networks to get sold recently. The buyers look at it and they start studying what it will cost them to program the thing, and they start weighing that against the revenues, and the prices they come up with that they seem to be willing to pay are somewhat lower than the current owners think that they want.
Many analysts also say that the studio fears about being shut out by the big networks are not realistic. They say the networks still need to think first about ratings, and that means airing the best programs they can, whoever produces them. In that sense, the networks still very much need the studios. Some of the most successful recent programs have been joint ventures between the two, such as the show Home Improvement, which is owned by ABC and Disney. Still, all the talk about mergers has helped push the value of the network's stock way up. CBS's stock has almost tripled in value in 2 years, and Capital City's ABC is up 50% in a year. At a time when the very structure of the TV business is undergoing radical change, Wall Street sees the networks as hot properties. In New York, this is Jim Zaroli reporting.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.